Good afternoon. Hello. I'm Charlie. It's my new show. Last year I named my show Off the Hook. And I named it that. Actually, I don't really know why I named it that, because I had the idea of like fresh music every week. But I quickly realized that my music taste is anything but fresh. So I renamed my show, and it's now called Under a Rock, because that's where my music taste lives, under a rock. Like, it's 1974. Yeah. Cool. I gotta get, and this is my first show coming back. I gotta get a little bit back into it. And I did prepare for once, but I didn't really prepare what to play first. That was Talking Heads, by the way, if you didn't catch it. Life During Wartime. I've listened to a lot of Talking Heads recently. I have another Talking Heads song that I'll play later, but, that's been one of my favorites right now. We'll get to that. I was listening earlier today. I was listening to the Velvet Underground album Loaded, which I listened to before, and it was fine. I enjoyed it, but I'm listening to it again now. And there's some good songs on there that I missed. This one is one that I already knew I liked, but I'll play it anyway. Because I've been playing a lot. Maybe I'll play two Velvet. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll just play this one. We'll get into it. Yeah. Awesome. Let's hear it.
Ain't got not the shirt on his back. No, we ain't got nothing at all. And say a word for Ginger. He walks with his head to the ground. They took the shoes from his feet, from his feet.
We caught a rattlesnake, now we got something for dinner. You got it, you got it. There was a shopping mall, now it's all covered with flowers. You got it, you got it. If this is paradise, I wish I had a lawnmower. You got it, you got it. Years ago, I was an angry young man, and I'd pretend that I was a billboard standing tall by the side of the road. I fell in love with the beautiful highway. This used to be real estate, now it's only fields and trees. Where is the town now? It's nothing but flowers. The highways and cars were sacrificed for agriculture. I thought that we'd start over, but I guess I was wrong. Once there were parking lots, now it's a peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention.
I was Talking Heads again. I said I was going to play it later, but I played it right after. Yeah, that was Talking Heads, Nothing But Flowers. I won't say I like the message, but it's a interesting idea. Yeah, before that was Velvet Underground, Oh Sweet Nothing. Like I said, off that album, Loaded. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Next up, another album I've been listening to a lot recently is George Harrison, not All Things Must Pass, but a few years later, released Living in the Material World, which I kind of wrote off as like a not a not good album, but like a forgettable album. It's got an awesome cover, which is probably what drew me to it originally. But, yeah, I listened to it, and I have a funny story, actually, for it. I listened to the first half walking to, I went to Big Dig Records, if you don't know them, they're near Tufts. Pretty cool. They're pretty cool. I went to Big Dig, and on the way there, I was listening to this album, and I listened to the first half, and I thought it was good. I thought it was pretty good. And then I find, I'm searching around the records at Big Dig, and I find this album, and it's like $8. I'm like, maybe I should get it, it's not that much for a record. And I look around a little more, and I find Paul McCartney's Ram, which I had listened to before, and I love that record as well. And I was picking between, I was like, I can't have two solo Beatles records. That feels weird for some reason. They're both $8, which honestly probably means I should have got them both. But I was like, I can't buy two independent solo Beatles records. So I was thinking about it, I'm like, okay, well, I only listened to half of this one, and I haven't like super fallen in love with it yet. So I'll buy the Paul McCartney one, which is a great record. Glad I bought it. And then walking home from the record store, I listened to the second half, and the second half, I fell in love with the songs in the second half. I'm like, I should have bought the record. Yeah. Anyway, I like the record. I feel like you wouldn't like it unless you listened to All Things Must Pass first and enjoyed it, but I think it's cool. Anyway, long story short, I'm gonna play a song off that. Maybe another one later on the line. I'm doing a lot of duplicate artists here, but yeah. Anyway, if you weren't aware, this is WFO, Medford, 91.5 Freeform Radio. The coolest college radio out there. Trust me, I know. Yeah. And you'll be listening to great songs all day long, 24/7. In the middle of the night, if you have to. Yeah. Anyway, this is George Harrison's Try Some, Buy Some.
I tried some, I bought some, I bought some. After a while, when I tried them, denied them, I opened my eyes and I saw you.
That was Jill Scott-Heron. Save the Children off of Pieces of a Man. It's not the best song off that record. It's a lot of good choices, but I thought I needed to balance out the message a little bit after that Talking Head song. Anyway. Right, I have something very important to say. So listen up. If you take public transport, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. Poetic. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 using the T. You'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. Yeah. I agree. I was looking at it, too. Since coming back to school, my total average steps for the week have gone through the roof. This week I haven't had a single day above below 8,000. Actually, no, that's a lie. The 15th wasn't very good for me. But besides the 15th, I haven't had a single day that I've been below 8,000 steps. Which is pretty awesome. A high of 12,000. The week before, I had a high of 14,000. Yeah. The book's right. Yeah. Anyway, that was, like I said, Jill Scott-Heron, Say the Children. Before that, that George Harrison song that I was talking about. Now, I think I'll just do a classic, that you might recognize. All these Guardians of the Galaxy songs, like, that I love all the songs of, like, the old style. Like I said, I like the old songs. I like all the songs they put in the movies, but then I feel like once the movie comes out, they feel like people, I don't, maybe I'm overthinking, but I feel like people think I like the song because I heard it in Guardians of the Galaxy, and then, yeah. Anyway, this is, In the Meantime by Space Hog, which is a pretty awesome song, which was in Guardians of the Galaxy, but that's not important. Yeah, and then after that, we'll give a surprise for after that. Yeah, cool. I got nothing more to say.
realize I cried so much since you've been gone. I guess I'll drown in my own tears. I sit and cry just like a child. My pouring tears are running wild. If you don't think that you'll be home soon, I guess I'll jump. I know it's true. Into each lie, oh, little rain, rain must pour, and I'm so without you. It keeps on raining more and more. Why can't you please come home so I won't that you'll be home soon? I guess I drown in my own tears. Drown in my own tears. Drown in my own tears. Come on, people. Drown in my own tears. Oh, don't let me. I get in trouble, baby. Drown in my own tears. I guess I'll drown, oh yes, in my own tears.
That was, oh hi, Other Charlie's here. Yeah, Ops Director Charlie, he's probably listening to me right now. He's fiddling around with stuff. Yeah, we have a operations meeting at 3 right after my show. Good timing. But yeah, that was Drown in My Own Tears, a live rendition by Jeff Buckley, the one and only. I love that Live at the Cine album that he has. I listen to it a bunch and just pick out something new every time to love. And that's a pretty good one. And there's a lot of good covers. As you know, I think Ray Charles did that one. I don't know who wrote it. I don't know if he wrote it. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna cue up a bunch of stuff. Let it play out for the rest of the hour. Yeah. Next I'll do a Fire and Rain, not James Taylor, but John Denver, because I like that version better. And then I don't know, maybe that other George Harrison song I was talking about. I'll surprise you. Anyway, let's listen.
yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I woke up this morning, I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain, seen sunny days that I thought would never end, seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought I'd see you. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching, my time is at hand. I just can't make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain, seen sunny days that I thought would never end, seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought I'd see you. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. There's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain, seen sunny days that I thought would never end, seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought I'd see you one more time.
You read and understand this repetition that keeps me here.
George Harrison again. Yeah. I was distracted for a minute where I'm trying to test the phones in the studio. But anyway, yeah, that was John Denver, George Harrison. Next, Janis Joplin. I'm gonna play a Janis Joplin song. Yeah, from I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues, which I can't tell if I like the record more than the other Janis Joplin record. What was that? Pearl. But I like the cover more, so that means something. Anyway, this is maybe off of that record. And then after that, I think I'm just going to play out. Everybody's playing their Claro songs recently. I turn on the radio on it every single time I hear it, but honestly, I'm okay with that. It's a great record, and I'm gonna do a fitting goodbye song, I think, off of that. But anyway, I might not speak again, so yeah, this is Charlie. My show Under Rock, Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. every week from now on. Better than last semester. I had like 5 in the morning, so maybe someone can listen to me now. But yeah, this is WFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio, the best out there. And I'll see you later.
Something wrong, and I'd be glad to admit it. Ooh.
Okay, I was just going to play that Clara song, but other Charlie here had a fantastic idea of, he has his Charm record, which I need to get one for myself. So we're going to play the vinyl version of Thank You instead of the stupid digital one, which is going to be fantastic. So you might have to give us a minute to set that up, but I'll stall until... Do you
want
to...
Oh, do you want...
Yeah, well, I gotta... I was thinking thank you, but it's kind of like a goodbye thing, but...
Is that the last song?
No, I think it's in the middle, which is weird. Actually, well, I just kind of... It feels goodbye-ish. It feels goodbye-ish to me, but...
If you look at it, you will see that it's blue.
Oh, it's so awesome. I need one. Oh, my goodness.
This is really cool.
It's so awesome.
It's really hard to tell what song you're going for.
Oh, yeah. I'd imagine. Okay. You got it? Okay, this is thank you.